Blog Talk Radio.
Being a workout partner, because I need somebody to work out with. This is the whole thing is my doctor told me I gotta do this, and so here I am trying to do it, trying to stay in shape, trying to stay out of the doctor's office, trying to stay away from the hospital and just do the right thing, eat right, take care of your body. You know, as we get older, we have to really pay attention to that. That becomes the focal point, right? Because we don't want to be a headache for our family where they got to take care of us and feed us. You know, we want to be able to do that ourselves and enjoy the rest of our lives and not be a headache for somebody else. So the best thing you can do is to take care of yourself. And so that's what we're trying to do here. We're thinking healthy. Let's work out a little bit. Let's make sure we do it 3 times a week. So, you know, at least 3 times a week, you need to get that cardiovascular moving. Get off the couch. I know a lot of my friends are retired. Come on, we got to keep it going. We got to keep it going because what happens when the body really understands, if you're not doing anything, it recognizes, okay, I guess we're done. We don't need to do this anymore, and we could go ahead on and shut it down. The body will shut down on you. So please, 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 you know, take care of yourself, and let's have a good time together and enjoy the rest of our lives together and be a blessing to each other like this by doing this show together. So come on, guys, let's work out. Let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. We got about an hour straight of, you know, just hitting it. But, you know, if you've never done this before, please make sure you, you know, talk to your doctor about it first. Don't just do it. I'm doing this just as a human being. I'm just trying to work out with somebody, okay? But I am not a physical therapist or I don't know. I can't give you any advice. All I could do is, the only advice I can give you is to talk to your doctor first if you're going to start working out and find out exactly what it is that they want you to do. My doctor said I need to start off with doing 20 minutes straight, get my heart rate up, and then keep it there for like 20 minutes straight. And so he wanted me to do that for a while, and then gradually I could, you know, go more and more and more. So it's up to you to make sure that you protect yourself, you get the information you need before you try to do any kind of physical workout, okay? Love you much and appreciate you, and that's why we do this show. We really, really are listeners and people in general. So God bless you, and let's get this show on the road. This is Wardell Potts Jr. So are like All right. Man, oh, man. Anita Ward. That what a great song that was. And, you know, she was a very special lady. I mean, her music was, that song just took off, and she took off too and went the other way. Can you believe it? It's like, wait, where is she at? What's going on? We want more of that. We want more. But no, she wasn't having that. She was moving on and doing her own thing. Anyway, guys, I just want to say I'm having a good time with you. And I want to also say that, you know, there's a young man that's writing, and I've been reading the stuff that he's been writing about what happened, why, you know, Dynasty did all this music for all these artists, was the sound of Los Angeles, but Dynasty never got the props that it deserved. None of that stuff ever happened. And why didn't the group Dynasty help? So I will address that later, but I just think that, you know, I mean, he wrote a lot of stuff and he said a lot of things, and maybe I'll post what he said as well, because it's very interesting. He's right on point with that. But anyway, that's just me talking about me and Dynasty and what we did. I want to get back to us and this workout. So let's keep rocking and rolling here on Solar Records Radio, and keep the ball moving, right?
This let's is go. For y'all. This is, take one.
Come on.
You know you're kind of cute with the bald head, got a little booty in the bald man. You know how to move with the long legs, bring a little crew with your long range on. Test the vast food and the PC. Think I like it with the makeup on. I know that you used to own the cheese steaks, but I just wanna ball show off. And I ain't even put my juice on. You kinda cute with the long braids, got a little goof if you're gonna stay on. I know that you're ready if you don't go. You know I'm awake if you don't take long to test the vibe.
Yeah, and it's about time. Yo, let's challenging. Keep stepping to get.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, let me see what you can do. And then a smile when they wanted and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves you.
Go, go, go.
All right. That's my favorite cameo song. It makes me feel so good all the time. Man, no matter what, even if I'm depressed, that song makes me feel good. Man, oh, man, how you doing, Mr. Don Fleming's in the house? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Trying to get used to these one-hour Saturday shows now.
Well, you can always extend them. You have the power. You can extend them. You can make them 2 hours if you want, hour and a half. Up to you, my brother. Up to you. You know, I'm just trying to hit it, get in, hit it real hard, and get out, man. Because after I work out, I go into the love zone. I don't want it to stop. Like half an hour I was doing the love zone, I was like, oh, man, that was too short for me. I needed it to go on and on and on. But I can't do it because I have other obligations. So, but anyway, like I said, man, it's up to you. You got the power. You know that song? I got the power. Who was that lady I had on? We interviewed her. What was her name?
Oh, Penny Ford, man. Was Snap.
We had her on about maybe a month or two ago. I had Penny Ford on, just chopping it up with her, and she lives in Germany over there with Snap. You know, and she's enjoying her life. She's enjoying what she does. So. But anyway, yeah, man, it's all as well. So I was just, you know, there's a brother writing about Dynasty, and he's really concerned. You know, he says that my feelings, I'm just so disappointed that, like, Dynasty, they did all of these hits for all these artists, and we don't understand. I can't for the life of him figure out why didn't Dynasty blow up. And so, you know, I told him, I said, listen, I'm on my show right now. And I really appreciate what you're writing and what you're saying and everything. Mm-hmm. I said, but it's, you know, it, for me, it, I have the same sadness and concern as well because, you know, we played on a lot of records and a lot of people don't recognize. They just, they think Dynasty is Shalimar when our record come out. Oh, that sounds like Shalimar. Or Dynasty is the Whispers. Oh, that sounds like we didn't even have our own identity because we were playing on everybody's records. Sound was everywhere. Our identity is the sounds of Los Angeles, right? And so, but we didn't have an identity as Dynasty because, you know, that's what happens when you saturate yourself and you're just everywhere. You're doing everything. We became more of a production team than we were an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the sad reality. But the best part for Dynasty as individuals is that, you know, we all became producers and writers. And so we were enjoying everyone's success with them. Because we were the ones that wrote the songs and played on them and produced them. And so we were right there enjoying the success. But Dynasty itself, the name Dynasty did not get the love that I really, really wish and believe it deserved. But I think that also it didn't deserve it if you didn't give it the attention it needed, right? If you didn't give it the attention it needed, then it didn't deserve it because nobody knew. So, you know, you just got to be real, right? We got to be real with this stuff. And Dynasty is my heart because I understand the essence and the foundation and the creation of Dynasty. But the reality is a whole nother story, and you can't ignore that.
That's deep. And I think there's a, you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I do believe that there is a shared level of pride because you guys kind of did those projects and those side projects and then became these great producers, these solid producers that was able to produce a lot of great hits for other artists. And I think, you know, just because you took the quote-unquote back burner didn't mean that, that your relevance or whatever was less valid. I think, you know, we always get the – we always get this whole I guess the conventional wisdom is that if we're in the front, then we're relevant. If you're in the front, if you're not behind the scenes, you're in that front, you're the face, you're the voice, you're the music, whatever,
right.
People see that, and they set a certain right. standard of being in the forefront without even giving, you know, behind the scenes is just as important. So, you know, hey, I'd take a back seat to be a dope producer and all of that stuff. So again, the relevance,
yeah.
just because that you took that quote-unquote back seat doesn't mean that your relevance is any less valid. So kudos to you for being able to expound on your talents and all of your bandmates that was able to do the same. So it's all good,
yeah,
man. And Solar, there's a legacy that legacy still shines 40 plus years later. And you and William and Leon and Nigel, all of them. I mean, Richard, you know, rest in peace, had a lasting impression on a lot of that music that came from that label.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that, Richard. Thank you so much. And so, Don, you want to close it out today? You want to play the rest of the songs? I think his mic.
I'm here.
You want to close it out today? You want to take the rest of the show? The rest of you got 15
minutes. I'll tell you what.
You know,
we got about 16 minutes left of the show, so I guess I will take the pole position. Do you want to close out now? You know what? Thursday, I got to give a shout out to Miss JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls. Answer your phone, man. Answer your phone. No, I want to give a shout out to this JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls. We're going to have her on. We had her on my show probably the last 15 minutes of the show just talking about, you know, the 36 years of In My House. But, again, we want to expound on her story because she has a fascinating story. And I want to get her on the show in the near future. And of course, just that whole Rick James world that she was in, and of course she carved her own niche. I mean, one of the most sexiest songs that's ever made in R&B. The song I want to play, I want to keep it smooth. I know it's about getting your cardiovascular up, so forgive me.
This is the warm down. We got to cool down. Yeah.
Oh, this is a cool down.
Yep, cool down time.
Okay.
Now, so. We're going for 45 minutes.
Well, hey, we're going to say our goodbyes. I got the next block or whatever, but we're going to say our goodbyes later on. But I want to go ahead and play this song. I want to, guys, take you back to 1983. This is a part of the cool down. This is music from the Mary Jane Girls. The name of the song is called All Night Long. You guys keep it locked right here. The Solar Wants to Dance.
Feeling Come on. you know, and implement your ideas, your notions. Put them in motion, like the words we funky threads have spoken to you. So listen up loud and clear. This is a word you must be aware of. What you gonna do, put it in your life too. Now that's the meaning of the line. Gotta get alive.
Wants to dance, Don Fleming of Wardell Potts Jr. I had to hook those couple songs up. That was Soul to Soul from 1990, Get a Life. And of course, before that, I had to hook up the Mary Jane Girls All Night Long, of course. Shout out to Miss JoJo Duffy, man. We got about another 5 minutes left of the show again. Wardell, man, what a show. It's an hour. An hour show. You cut it 30 minutes.
Yeah. You can, like I said, take the horse by the reins and take off with it, my brother. It's up to you. You got that control. And but yeah, man, it was good. I really enjoyed the show. Enjoyed working out with everybody, and we got to stay in shape, man. That's the goal here. It's, you know, we can have fun, but we got to make sure that we do the other little things that are so important. And that's just, you know, even if you just, you know, just walk, you got to, but you got to do it 3 times a week. Because if you just work out hard 1 time a week, you can hurt yourself. So you got to do it 3 times a week. All right. And have a good time, you know, and I you know,
yeah.
I can't work out by myself. So if you need somebody to work out with you, you got us, or find a friend or your mate. Somebody keep you company and get the job done, especially when you get, you know, past your 40s, you know, and on up. We really got to start focusing
that's right.
on our health. Yeah.
I know that's right.
I went to the 40s because of you, Don. So when you're in your 40s, you got to start looking at, hey, I got to take care of myself. So, but anyway, thank you guys. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Astrid. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everybody that always participates, and all the listeners. We love you guys, and we pray that you have a wonderful and blessed rest of your weekend. Go and enjoy yourselves and be blessed, and bless someone with your heart.
Yeah.
I know you can do it. I know you got it in you. All right, my brother. So what you going to close it out with? You got any plans on closing it out, or you want me to do it?
You know what? I will. I'll go ahead and close it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, make sure you go to SolarRicketsRadio.com and go to WardellPodgerJr.com if you want to donate to the show, you want to get some cool merchandise. Also, we do have a Cash App. What is it? $ Solar Records Radio, of course, on Cash App. And if you want to donate, of course, I'm closing it out. a little up-tempo. This is something that Wardell knows about. This is from Glenn Jones from the Finesse album, It Hurts Too Much. You guys, I will see you guys on Monday, Old School Monday. Wardell, I am out, brother. You have a good, safe weekend, bro.
All right. God bless. You guys, too. Hey, Don.
Talk to me.
I just want to say, let the listeners know that Glenn Jones lost his older brother this last past week. So we just want to just give a shout out to Glenn that we send out condolences, and we love you, man. And God bless you.
Love you, Glenn.
But anyway, just
love you, Glenn. Send the condolences your way, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks, Don, for playing the song.